What's up, family? You are tuned into Law and Disorder, a podcast where we expose the cracks in our system, agitate for resistance, and collectively build a new world in which all of us can thrive. From KPFA Radio and the Pacifica Network, I'm your host, Kat Brooks.
It has been 730 days since October 7th, 2023, almost a full 2 years. Well, for our folks in Palestine, it is 2 full years. In today's casualties updates, with American support, Israel has murdered 67,139 Palestinians and injured 169,583 others, most of them women and children. The ongoing siege has also caused a famine that has claimed the lives of 459 people, including 154 children. The death toll in Gaza since dawn has also risen to 10. That's an old number. I say that every time. It's when I first start prepping for the morning show. Amid continued Israeli airstrikes and artillery fire across several areas of the enclave, we know from researchers outside of the Palestinian Health Ministry the death toll is closer to 80,000, and even that is likely an undercount. Here on Law and Disorder, we spent the majority of the Mondays of the last 2 years bringing you Palestine Post. We push back on the Israeli and U.S. mainstream media campaign of disinformation. We begin our one-hour coverage with Sarah Leah Whitson, Executive Director of Democracy for the Arab World Now, DAWN, an organization promoting human rights and democracy in the Middle East and North Africa. She previously led Human Rights Watch's MENA division and is a prominent advocate, writer, and commentator on regional justice and accountability. Good morning, Sarah.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much for joining. Sarah, a statement from your organization on Trump's 20-point plan, quote, after 2 years of Israeli attempts to empty Gaza through genocide, this plan's explicit guarantee that no one will be forced to leave Gaza marks Netanyahu's strategic defeat. Palestinians will remain in their homeland despite paying an unconscionable price. The international community must immediately provide unrestricted humanitarian aid, followed by genuine reconstruction and development led by and for the Palestinian people who never surrendered the right to exist on their land. Sarah, since Trump called on Israel to halt its bombing campaign on October 3rd, 104 people have been murdered. That's from the Palestine Chronicle this morning. This does not come as a surprise to you, I imagine.
Well, it doesn't come as a surprise at all, because if there's one thing we know, it's that the Israeli government and Netanyahu will always break a ceasefire and will always find another excuse to terrorize more Palestinians in Gaza and West Bank.
Hamas, but one of the things that mainstream media was reporting following the announcement of the plan, on, I believe it was Sunday, media started saying that Hamas had agreed to the terms of the deal, including to disarming itself, which Hamas this morning is saying is absolutely not true. This, to me, looks like one of the escape hatches for Israel, as I believe both Israel and the United States knew that that was a lie as they were putting it forth to mainstream media. Your thoughts?
The plan that was proffered, despite the fact that there are 20 items in it, is very vague and open-ended without clear deadlines or clear guarantees. Hamas's response was a conditional, equally vague acceptance of the principles of the 20-point plan, but not each individual provision. And the reason why Hamas and Israeli officials are gathering in Cairo now is to actually negotiate the specific terms of what this withdrawal from Gaza is going to look like, whether there will be a disarmament of Hamas armed forces, what the timeline will be for what has been promised, which is a pathway to Palestinian statehood, pathway itself being the operable, vague, undefinable term. So I think we will certainly know in the next few days whether there's really substance and structure to this offer that both sides are purporting to accept, but the devil is always in the details.
And yet the bombing continues. I'm just wondering from your perch, is it normal, not that anything happening in Palestine is normal, for peace talks, and peace is in air quotes for folks that can't see me, to be happening while murder is ongoing? I mean, it feels like that would be sort of like a conversation non-starter.
Well, I mean, absolutely would be. And it's not only deeply inappropriate and undermines the very notion of having peace talks or talks for a ceasefire, which is a temporary suspension of hostilities, while one party is bombing civilians, bombing hospitals, killing medics, killing nurses, killing doctors, which is exactly what happened in the past 72 hours. But of course, it's highly inappropriate and unconventional for one party to actually target and assassinate all of the negotiators for the other side. And in this case, Israel's attack in Qatar on Hamas officials was preceded by a prior attack on Hamas negotiators, and a prior attack before that against the negotiators before them. Message has been time and time again that Israel does not want this war to end because they see a golden opportunity to achieve what they long desired, which is to take all of Gaza, followed by all of the West Bank, but pushing the Palestinian people out.
Something notably missing from the plan is the West Bank. What impact do you think that has on any deal moving forward? I mean, I can't imagine Hamas is going to be like, oh, great, you stop bombing Gaza. It's cool if you continue the siege in the West Bank.
Well, you're really putting your finger on a critical point here, which is the strategy of Israel and effectively the strategy of the United States has been to cut up and divide Palestine and the occupied Palestinian territory into segments and to negotiate small little deals with armed groups in Gaza, and of course before Hamas, other Palestinian factions that they were negotiating with, and to completely disconnect Gaza from the question of the West Bank, to completely disconnect and avoid even saying the word the state of Palestine. No Palestinians were consulted in the drafting or creation of this 20-point plan. It anticipates the appointment of foreign rulers, in this case, potentially the war criminal Tony Blair, under the supervision of President Trump, to rule over Gaza as if Gaza is some kind of separate standalone entity and not an essential part of the state of Palestine. At the same time, Israel is aggressively pushing forward with its own expansion of its settlements, particularly along the E5 corridor, which will completely separate the West Bank into two segments. And it continues to proceed with its plan to have its paramilitary militias, sometimes called settler militias, marauding Palestinian towns and villages in the West Bank, burning down houses, destroying agricultural crops, burning down trees, in order, again, to push the Palestinian people who live there out.
So it just dawned on me as I was listening to you talk that, you know, I'm sitting in the comfort of my living room having this conversation with you, picking apart this plan, while Palestinians right now, literally as we are talking, are being bombed. I guess where I'm going, and forgive me, you and the listeners, because it's not a fully formed thought and it wasn't on my script to ask. How do we hold both the fact that the Palestinians need the bombing to stop right now, right this second, and the brief glimmers of hope, that's a word that I'm taking from someone quoted by Al Jazeera, that they get every time they hear the word ceasefire, and the needed work of picking apart and highlighting what is almost surely to go wrong. Like, I guess part of what I'm asking is, like, where do we just say, right, this might be the best we get, rock with it for now, because the bombing has to stop? Or is that not, A, it's not our call, but do you see where I'm going here?
Yeah, no, I completely understand. And it's torturous because, what's being shoved down the throats of Palestinians and the throats of the international community is a half-assed ceasefire that effectively allows Israel to remain in complete control of the Gaza Strip, most critically with regards to the borders of Gaza, including the border with Egypt, most critically determining how much aid goes into Gaza. Because I wish it was only the bombardment. It's not. It's the mass starvation campaign that Israel has been pursuing for 2 years. I think that our strategy, alongside the strategy of the Palestinian people, is to accept whatever gains can be gotten in terms of a ceasefire, in terms of immediate suspension of the bombardment and easing of the restrictions on food, fuel, medicine that Israel has been imposing, but as simultaneously a continued demand and continued advocacy for a complete end to Israeli occupation and apartheid. This is what the International Court of Justice has ordered Israel to do. The deadline is now passed. This is what the General Assembly resolution has ordered Israel to do, and that deadline has passed. But those deadlines remain in effect, and we must remain as focused as we've been on the need for Israeli occupation to end, and for Palestinians to have a voice in choosing their governance as before. I think what the Israelis and the Trump administration and probably many European leaders are counting on is for people to say, oh, okay, well, it's a ceasefire, all done now. We can look aside. Let's focus on something else now. So it is a very strong distraction technique. And of course, people are exhausted. People are emotionally exhausted just hearing about the stories of Palestinian suffering, much less listening. So my greatest fear is that people will consider this a moment to take a break when it's just the opposite. We have to keep all our muscle, all our energy focused on forcing further changes to Israeli behavior and conduct. Because the bottom line is the only reason we are even close to a ceasefire is because of the public outrage here in the United States, but much more strongly in European countries and Latin American countries in particular, where increasingly politicians are seeing that their own future will be connected to what they've done or failed to do with respect to the genocide in Gaza.
Take a break, right? People take a break, and or I think what I fear even more than that is for folks to do what we've seen them do before, is when the oppressed reject the oppressive plan for peace, then the oppressed get blamed for the oppression continuing. So we shall see.
I would just close by on that note, you know, which is we've heard 2 years of Israeli lies, 2 years of blaming the Palestinians for their own suffering, 2 years of blaming Palestinians for their own starvation, for their own children having lost their limbs. And I hope that we can all collectively recognize that the Israeli government is a serial and chronic liar, and nothing that they say can ever be taken seriously or with any measure of trust. And the only way we can judge the Israeli government is by its conduct.
Sarah Leah Whitson, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to Law and Disorder, a podcast where we expose the cracks in our system, agitate for resistance, and collectively build a new world in which all of us can thrive. That's it for this episode, family. You can find more information about topics and guests in this episode's show notes. Law and Disorder is produced at KPFA. That's listener-supported radio on the Pacifica Network. The show is produced by Jesse Strauss and hosted by me, Kat Brooks. Our theme music was composed by Steve Raskin of Fort Knox 5. If you like what you heard, please follow us on social media at Law and Dis, that's D-I-S, and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Feel free to holler at us about something you heard or send us a show idea at lawanddisorder@kpfa.org. You can also find our content live at 8 a.m. weekdays on KPFA. That's 94.1 FM in the Bay Area. Our show and all of KPFA's programs are funded exclusively by you, the listener. And if you're in a position to support us, please donate today at kpfa.org. Take care of yourself and take care of each other. We all we got, fam.